T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you have a raccoon story?
I have to, I guess.
You kind of have to now.
Now, the only good part, I think I have the best part of the raccoon story, which is just some actual, you know, everyone knew it was like a big viral story, right? The raccoon.
She had her own Twitter handle.
That was
night.
Funny when someone made that up.
Fantastic.
So we went and looked. So Washington Post, raccoon triumphs over skyscraper.
Yes.
LA Times, raccoon safe on rooftop. Time magazine, hero climbing raccoon, now concluded its death-defying stunt. The Sydney Morning Herald, that's in Australia. The Singapore and Malaysia, China paper called Asia One. Uh-huh. And then the best line comes from a headline in the Malaysian paper calling the raccoon a social climber.
Yes! I love everything about this story. We did a half an hour on it today on the show. People were calling in, telling raccoon stories, raccoon jokes. It is exactly what we needed, Frank.
That's good.
We needed that.
That's good. The raccoon has unified the country and apparently the world.
This text says, I had a pet raccoon, dog, and an unneutered male cat. While out one night, they all got together. My place was trash, stunk to high hell.
Yeah. Raccoons are gross, though. I mean,
totally.
I don't think they're cute.
Totally.
Yeah. All my run-ins with them have not been really exceptionally positive. I just am happy when they go on their own way.
And diseased.
Yeah. This one, though, did not have rabies. So anyway, once they got it up there and they caged it, they tested it, it didn't have rabies. Mm-hmm. And this one's a her, we should start,
correct.
You know.
Yes.
And they let her go.
They let her go.
To the theme of Born Free blasting
That's
in the
right.
background.
That's right.
Beautiful story.
Make little baby raccoons, but way out in the woods. Just don't come around here anymore unless, you know, you're going to give us a death-defying stunt that ends happily, because I was so nervous she was going to end up as roadkill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a tough all. And then we talked to the wildlife people who caught her, and they had a theory on what happened.
Oh, what was that? Was it the pigeon eggs?
Yeah, the raccoon was eating the pigeon eggs, got scared by some people, and raccoon's natural tendency is, so it was on the loading dock of the UBS building eating the pigeon eggs, and it got scared, and the raccoon's natural tendency is when you get scared, climb, go up.
Oh, okay.
So it took off, but there are, you know, no trees downtown, so it took off right up the side of the building.
I love it. Love everything about it.
Okay.
All right, what else we got? Oh, this story about Richfield, the 10th Minnesota city to raise the smoking limit or the buying tobacco limit.
Up to 21. And, you know, I mean, it's been happening everywhere, right? So the city council approved it last night, and it was the same concern. A lot of business owners said, hey, you're going to hurt my business because I can't sell to people that are 18 now or over. And, you know, their thought is that if you're 19 and you want to buy cigarettes, you're just going to go to the next town, and I'm going to lose out on the money. So, but there was a recent Department of Health tobacco study that said for the first time in 17 years, the use of tobacco among young people has gone up.
Because of the vaping now?
No, just of tobacco.
Oh, it's like smoking actual cigarettes.
Yeah, cigarettes, pipe, whatever. So, but anyway, so they passed it in Richfield, and just since May, Minneapolis, Shoreview, Falcon Heights since May, and now Richfield have passed it, and then overall there's 10 cities that have passed it.
I mean,
and they're
really
all they're all metro. We haven't seen any.
I get that,
too far
but that's kind of how it should be too. Because I really feel for these store owners, especially that are on the borders, that say, well, if they don't buy it from me, they're going to just cross the street,
right,
and go buy it in another city where.
So
it's
you'd rather see like a statewide 21,
right? I mean, I'm not a huge fan of big government yet. I don't also want to hurt the little shop owners, so I kind of want to keep it on an even playing field for them.
Yeah. Well, some cities is going city by city right now.
Yeah, and it's happening, and they're all voting for it. So, I mean, I don't know if it works. I think kids that want to get their hands on tobacco are doing it at age 14 or 15 or whatever. They're still doing it, just like, you know, kids our age were doing that, Frank, way back in the day. But I do like to, I hope it's a deterrent. I hope it is, and keep it going.
Yeah, you don't want them to start smoking young, for
God,
sure.
God, no.
For
God,
sure.
No. Yeah, we had our physicals today. I took my kids in for their physicals before summer camp.
Oh, yeah.
So all three of them are in there. They're getting shots. They're whining. They're, you know, the height, the weight, the whole shebang.
How old now are the three ages?
I have 14, 12, and 10.
Okay.
So, and, you know, she speaks, the doctor speaks to each of them individually. And the 14 and 12-year-old, you know, she says, you know, your friends are going to start doing some questionable behaviors and talking about drinking and talk about smoking. And, you know, my 14-year-old is very forthcoming, and I'm in the room. So she says, oh, yeah, they're already doing that. So the doctor looks at me, and she goes, okay, well, you know, you want to make sure that they're not pressuring you. And she goes, oh, no. She goes, no. She goes, if they vape or something and they offer it to me, I say, you know, I don't do that. And then she says this, Frank, and here's a heads up. She goes, yeah, they also have private Snapchat stories. And I just looked at her, holding back everything I can.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't know. She said there is a like a setting you can put your Snapchat on. It's almost like a spam account.
Yep.
That your story only goes to people that you want it to go to.
Correct.
So, of course, because she's saying this in front of me, you know, she looks at me and she's like, don't worry, Mom, I don't have one. Because I can get it in her phone anytime I want my fingerprints in it. So I go in there and I snoop around whenever I want. That's the rule in our house. But I learned something new, and I'm glad we're talking about this because I feel like the parents of Minnesota need to know about the private Snapchat setting.
Yeah, it's good to know. We found out about it, I don't know, about 6 or 9 months ago. I should have told you.
You should have told me.
We all need to stay in the loop.
And if you hear something...
And there's a name for it, too. I can't remember what it's called. There's a catchy name for it.
There is. Like the Finsta, the fake Insta.
Yeah.
The fake Insta is the one... The fake Instagram account is the one they show the parents because they really have a spam Insta account. That's where all their friends are. So parents, keep an eye out for that.
They're crafty.
Oh, boy.
They're crafty. And the code names and all the words and the...
It's exhausting trying to keep up.
Flip your screen. Someone's coming in the room.
It's exhausting.
Yep. You got to be vigilant. Don't give up.
No, you
don't.
Hang
in there.
You don't. And you just got to be connected to them. And I love that she announced all of this in front of me. And the doctor even said to me, she's like, wow, I can't believe.
That's good. It's nice.
She
shares that. I hope that continues for a long time.
Keep it coming. Just keep it. All right. Keep talking.
Yeah, you got to know.
It's hard, man. It's hard. Okay, quickly, before I let you go, what's this about plastic surgery?
For men on the rise, I guess that's not surprising, but liposuction procedures up 23%. Mm-hmm. Tummy tucks up 12%, and for younger men as well. All this over the last 5 years.
So their selfies look good.
Yeah. Older guys, older men tend to be having more things like minimally invasive stuff, more things like Botox or like a filler injection to look younger, where the younger guys are having like the major stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, whatever makes you feel good is good for me. I put on makeup so I feel like I look better. If you need some Botox to make you feel look better, I am all for that.
I wonder how much a tummy tuck is. That would be...
Liposuction. It's expensive, I think.
That's too bad.
I'd
like to have some of that. The whole working out is...
It's hard, man.
Tiring.
It's exhausting. And, you know, as you get older, it's just not as effective as it used to be.
It takes longer.
All right, well, let me know if you find out that information. I'll price them out for you.
All right.
Frank Vassalero, 5, 6, and 10. By the way, the Star Tribune article, completely viral, totally trending. Everybody's loving it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it was nice. Amelia Reno did a great job, and Jeff Wheeler's got such a good eye. The photo gallery's up now, so it's cool. So, yeah, it was really nice. You're kind of them.
You're blessed, Frank. You have a beautiful family.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed. I'm going to go check all their social media accounts right now.
Well done, Dad. Keep
all right,
it up.
Bye.
Bye, Frank.
Hey, you want to know about this tummy tuck thing?
Yeah, hit me.
It's between $3,000 and $12,000, depending on how much you want and where you want to go.
$3,000 and $12,000. $12,000 is a lot.
It is. Average, they say $68,000.
Wow. $6,800. $6,800.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
That's a lot of moolah, though. That's the price of a good used car.
For a tummy tuck.
You know, for like a kid.
Ah, who cares? Most of the year, you're in clothes anyway. Nobody's seeing it.
Especially in Minnesota.
In Minnesota, I know, right? If you're in Florida or you're in, you know, if you're in Miami or California, I mean, maybe you need that if you're on the beach all the time, but it's Minnesota. Thank God for cold weather. $6,800. Invest it. It's 4:19. Okay, so at the summit, President Trump and his team played a movie trailer. That's how I can describe it. A movie trailer for Kim Jong-un and his team, and it was all about what North Korea could be if they gave up their nukes and the sanctions were released and the U.S. helped build them up as a tourist area. It's like this utopic North Korea. And this really happened. When people first heard it, they thought it was just propaganda. But in fact, it is, I guess you'd call it American propaganda about what could be the future of North Korea. I'm going to share it for you in just a moment. Jordana here. Paul is still on vacation, enjoying wearing Lederhosen. Lederhosen, as I learned it was called. He's back on Monday with us, God willing. Susan Blanche and I in the studio. So get this. Before the news conference that President Trump had at the end of the June 12th summit, a film was played for Kim Jong-un and his team. Reporters crowded into an auditorium expecting the president to walk out and announce what happened at the historic meeting. But before that happened, two huge screens on either side of an empty podium came to life. There was music. There were montages. There were sunrises and sunsets. There were slides. There were happy people. There were sad people. There were bombs. There were bombs returning to the earth. Children skipping. Children sad. Whole shebang. The film went on for more than 4 minutes. I edited it down for you. And it was all about the kind of country that North Korea could be if they give up their nukes and partner with the United States to become a sort of tropical utopia where tourists could flock to and people could live in harmony, rainbows and unicorns and Smurfs running around in fields. No, there weren't really Smurfs in the film, but it was very upbeat. It was played in Korean, and then it was played in English for people to see. Here is that trailer.
7 billion people inhabit planet Earth. Of those alive today, only a small number will leave a lasting impact. And only the very few will make decisions or take actions that renew their homeland and change the course of history. History may appear to repeat itself for generations, cycles that never seem to end. There have been times of relative peace and times of great tension. While this cycle repeats, the light of prosperity and innovation has burned bright for most of the world. History is always evolving, and there comes a time when only a few are called upon to make a difference. But the question is, what difference will the few make? The past doesn't have to be the future. Out of the darkness can come the light, and the light of hope can burn bright. What if a people that share a common and rich heritage can find a common future? Their story is well known. But what will be their sequel? Destiny Pictures presents A Story of Opportunity. A new story. A new beginning. One of peace. Two men. Two leaders. One destiny. A story about a special moment in time when a man is presented with one chance that may never be repeated. What will he choose? To show vision and leadership? Or not? There can only be two results. One of moving back. Or one of moving forward. A new world can begin today. One of friendship, respect, and goodwill. Be part of that world, where the doors of opportunity are ready to be opened. Investment from around the world, where medical breakthroughs, an abundance of resources, innovative technology, and new discoveries. What if? Can history be changed? Will the world embrace this change? And when could this moment in history begin? It comes down to a choice. On this day, in this time, at this moment, the world will be watching, listening, anticipating, hoping. Will this leader choose to advance his country and be part of a new world? Be the hero of his people? Will he shake the hand of peace and enjoy prosperity like he has never seen? A great life or more isolation? Which path will be chosen? Featuring President Donald Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un in a meeting to remake history, to shine in the sun. One moment, one choice. What if? The future
remains to be written.
If Kim Jong-un is half the narcissist that we believe that he is, he might just buy it. He might just shake the hand of peace. Oh, wow. I have so many favorite parts, not the least of which is featuring President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un. It was so Hollywood. If you don't think Hollywood and theatrics is playing a role in what's shaking out on the global stage, oh, my friends, this is the trailer to it. This is happening. Wow. I don't speak Korean. I have no idea what Kim Jong-un's response was to all of this. But wow. What was it? Destiny Pictures? Destiny. I don't know what their next project is, but boy, they really whooped this one up. Hey, Jor, it's genius. I bet he'll buy into that future version of himself. Next test, WTF. It's real. I could not have produced something that was that crazy. I don't know. Or that theatrical. Another texter writes, I can't stop laughing. Me too. What were your favorite parts? let's see, Jor, this texter writes, and that is what dictatorships and future horror movies are made of. Thanks to people not voting for Hillary Clinton and those Democrats. This is the America we live in. We are now the world's enemy with a sad state. What a sad state. Canada, help us, please. Wow. Hey, this might be so crazy, it might work. I have no idea how, because again, I can't go down that path of, hey, let's play a fake movie trailer of what North Korea could look like. But he did it, and that happened. And I'm just going to have to cut it up and play my favorite parts over and over and over again. Destiny Films is going to have to start producing some of this show, because that was awesome. It's 4:32, Jordana Green here. When we get back, yes, that was beyond the headlines, but we're going even further beyond the headlines when we return. We're going to cut up that film for you, the film trailer for you, and just keep it throughout the show because that was just good stuff. More beyond the headlines, we have a follow-up to a story we brought you yesterday. Remember that heartless jogger in California who took a homeless man's encampment and threw it in the garbage and threw it in a nearby lake? Just a horrible guy. And then he was caught on camera. Somebody was filming him. Well, his name is Henry William Sinte. He's 30. He was taken into custody in Oakland, California, and charged with robbery. Right? There is justice, a little bit of justice. He was filmed destroying this camp set up next to Lake Merritt, where the homeless man identified as Greg Markson, he goes by the nickname Drew, had been living. People knew him. Bystanders were outraged. They asked him to stop repeatedly before rummaging through and tossing the belongings into a trash can. Well, someone started recording him. He realized he was being recorded, and the person who was recording him claims Henry Sinte, the person who was throwing away the clothes, stole that person's phone, stole his phone, and then assaulted him when he realized he was being filmed. Now, the man, Henry Sinte, who was stealing the clothes, was being held on $100,000 bail at the Santa Rita jail. Now, allegedly, his arrest is because he stole that phone, not necessarily from stealing the homeless man's belongings. Isn't that strange justice? Because maybe they were public property. They were on public land. So his arrest stems from the alleged theft of the phone the day that he was being filmed. Well, obviously, the incident went viral. We all saw it. We chimed in on it. Fact of the matter is, he's being held on $100,000 bail for some kind of theft. Hopefully, there will be some justice. And maybe he should just say, I'm sorry, I did the wrong thing. I won't do that anymore. And maybe he can learn a little bit of kindness in this world.
You know what I would do if I were the judge?
Hit me.
I'd make him volunteer at homeless shelters.
I love that. Yeah. See what's going through with
a
those.
A long
going
time.
On.
Like 2 years.
You should be a judge, Susan.
I should be.
If you're ever not my fabulous producer, I would vote for you for judge.
Thank you. I would run on a what is it?
What word are you talking about?
I have a bad vocabulary.
I would vote for Susan for judge. Susan for judge. Christian Louboutin. When I say Christian Louboutin, do you know what? Does something pop to
your mind?
Designer?
designer.
Yeah.
He makes shoes with the red soles that you can see from the outside. So if you're ever walking behind a woman and she has bright red soles and next to those heels, those are Christian Louboutin. Well, he has won a legal case in a long-running battle to protect those signature soles from copycats. Now, these shoes start at about 500 pounds. In Europe, that's what, maybe $400, or I'm not sure how the exchange rate is, maybe almost close to $500. They're a staple for fancy women who walk on red carpets, you know, Kendall Jenner, Melania Trump, Rihanna, whatever. Well, the scarlet soles date back to 1992 when the fashion designer painted a sole with red nail polish borrowed from an assistant. It has since been his trademark. Well, the legal case centered around a European trademark that forbids registration of shapes when they add value to goods. Yet, Christian Louboutin won after appeal, ruling over the red soles, so no one else can use the red soles, and they are his. So now when you see them, they are official Louboutin, if that stuff matters to you. Minnesotans live longer than people in every other state. Not only do we have the best parks in the country, we also get to enjoy them longer, according to Bring Me the News here. Isn't that nice? A study from the Journal of the American Medical Association shows life expectancy in Minnesota is the highest in the country. Our average lifespan, I won't ask Susan because she knows the answer, 78.7 years. 78.7. Compare that to people at the bottom of the list in Mississippi. You'll be very glad you're living up north. A life in Mississippi, 10% shorter, 71.8 years. I hope those are a good final 7 or 8 years. It would be nice if we were enjoying those lakes. Tennessee, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Louisiana, West Virginia, Alabama, Mississippi all have life expectancies 5 years less than people in Minnesota. Only 7 states have a life expectancy of 78 plus, Minnesota being the first. Then there's California, Connecticut, Colorado, New York, and Washington. Live it up, folks. Live it up. And be out there now. Uptown Minneapolis is getting a McDonald's with automated kiosks. Now, you haven't seen these yet, Sue, have you?
No, I have not.
Okay, so the kids and I were in the airport once, and they wanted McDonald's. I don't know. And this is how they did it in the airport. And now it's coming to Uptown. You go up to a kiosk. You don't go to the counter. There's a person at the counter, but they are not going to take your order. You go to the kiosk, and you can customize your burger. You can add things. You can subtract things. You can, you know, extra pickles, no
have
mayo.
Have it your way.
Yeah, have
it. At McDonald's.
Was that McDonald's or that Burger King?
That was a Burger King.
Was it Burger King? So you can mix and match. So it's a kiosk. Now, managers say we added kiosks, but the kiosks are not replacing employees. In fact, the Uptown Minneapolis McDonald's says we're actually adding employees, about 3 employees per shift, including a host or hostess who will greet people and guide them to the new ordering stations if they want assistance. Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
So how it worked at the airport when we did it was there was nobody to guide us. We just went and we ordered. And then we grabbed a little number. They give you a number, and you put that at your table, and then somebody brings you your food to
That's
your
nice.
Table.
I wonder what it does for the to-go. I wonder if you just, like you normally do after you place your order, you just stand and wait by the counter, then when they have your food, they'll go, 79!
Probably. Yeah, probably. But automation, yet people are not losing their jobs. We actually like that. A new study of men and women say that whatever their ideal weight is, they want to be under that. Women tend to want men who are taller than average, with over half wishing for a guy who was 6 feet taller. So they want a partner.
Wait a minute. 6 feet taller?
Oh, no. 6 feet or taller.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Yes, men say their ideal women would have a below average weight. Women say they want a taller than average guy. Men say they want women with a below average weight who are generally much younger than they are. What do men and women really want, and what are the stereotypes? So, yes, men say they want a woman with below average weight who are much younger than they are. When asked to describe their ideal partner by weight, almost half, 47%, say they prefer a woman who is below average weight. Good luck. I mean, good luck. Now with BMIs, nobody is at what the doctor says they're supposed to be at. And now these dudes want us to be less than that? What are we, models?
And that goes back to the unhealthiness, too. If, you know, younger women hear this, like teenagers.
Yeah.
And they're thinking, oh, dear, I can't find a man unless I'm below my weight, average weight. That's just not a good message to send out for young women.
Right. Women, on the other hand, prefer a man who's average on the scale or even slightly more forgiving of a partner who is above average. Isn't that nice? See, we can be a little forgiving with that. But men, while men have high expectations for a woman's slenderness, women have high expectations for a partner's height. So they want us thin. We want you tall. You can't win. You get what you get and you don't throw a fit. Come on. Come on, people. 77% of women say their ideal partner is above average height versus 21% who said it was average. No one said, I want a short guy, yet we all fall in love with the short guys. So short guys out there, never fear. We love you anyway. And women above their expected BMI, we love you anyway. So,
and you know, to elaborate on that study, on the very bottom part of it, said that these physical attributes are a part of what is an attraction. But they said that the real attraction is intelligence, humor. However, the men went on to say cute,
beautiful
or
and
blonde.
Yep. When asked to describe their ideal man,
yes.
Women use the words funny and humorous the most, followed by smart, intelligence. Other top words included tall, kind or nice, handsome, honest and caring. For men, the top words were funny or humorous, followed by smart or intelligent. Next were kind or nice, cute, beautiful, and blonde. Screw you guys. not for you blondes out there. I love all those blonde women out there. I hope you're having more fun. I know. I got to go. Sorry, we took too much time on that. It's 4:55. Mike Max is in the studio. No
yes,
groin
ma'am.
Injuries. No groin injuries.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Right. No, those are painful.
See how the segment goes. But okay, you were at Vikings camp today.
I was at Vikings. See, the perfect weather, huh?
Oh, it's a beautiful out.
Yeah.
Top 10, baby,
visited
in my mind.
Danielle Hunter. Mm-hmm. He's a defensive end that they think is going to be the next big thing. That they're going to pay a lot of money to because they think he's just starting to emerge. Had an interesting conversation with him. He trains down in Houston at a gym that Adrian Peterson owns.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he said there's a handful of guys from the league that come down there, and he lives there, so he trains. Adrian lives there, trains with him, and says I try to, you know, kind of get in the same shape that Adrian's in, which is a high bar, but he's
sure.
Almost there. So he's a young, shy kid who's just starting to deal with fame and fortune.
Oh, you know? And how's that? Does he have guidance on that? Does he have
seems like a pretty simple, you know, philosophy to it. So I think he'll be okay. But it's just you see these guys come into the league and they, you know, they just evolve and they change and they not bad or good. They mm-hmm. just mature and they become more talkative and they become different that way.
Well, you hope so. My goodness, how does the team look?
Team looks good. You know what? They play offense against defense, but it's not tackle football. It's touch football
mm-hmm.
this time of year. And the defense has just dominated.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, if you can say, well, that doesn't sound good for Kirk Cousins, or you can say that sounds really good for the defense. But the defense has been really good so far, much better than the offense.
We were supposed to start with Twins because they had a nice win yesterday.
They won last
yeah.
night. Yeah, mm-hmm. that was a good way to start because they were behind. They got that key at bat from the guy that hasn't hit that well, Ed Ronza, the shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a good lift for them. This is a key. They're all key weeks. But mm-hmm. Logan Morrison's been good defensively lately, so there's a few signs. Joe Mauer didn't have a good night last night in the minor leagues in his rehab assignment, but he did play.
Mike Max, great to see you.
You're
not on tonight because of the Twins game.
That's right. Tomorrow night.
We'll see you tomorrow night. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.